From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. The Missouri Health Department says pill abortions in Missouri declined last year after the state began requiring pelvic exams on patients seeking the procedure. The Department of Health and Senior Services says Missouri doctors performed 359 pill abortions last year, which is down from 982 pill abortions in 2017. Dr. Randall Williams is the director of the department. He says the reduction was at least partly because fewer women chose to have pill abortions after Missouri began enforcing a pelvic exam requirement. He says many of the women seeking medication abortions now go to Illinois. Columbia resident Corey Crosby launched a business, published a children's book, and created a nonprofit after serving 8 years in prison. Now, he wants to open a business incubator that supports minority entrepreneurs. Crosby is trying to fundraise $100,000 to open an incubator that would expand upon the mission of his nonprofit, Innovative Dreams. According to a Columbia Daily Tribune report, Crosby says some of the city's existing business incubators do not welcome minority community members. Crosby was sentenced to prison for robbery in 2008. After his release, he created Two Real Fitness to help financially struggling community members access fitness programs. He also published a book that helps explain the absence of an incarcerated parent. Soybean farmers in southeast Missouri say they are worried about what one called a, quote, train wreck combination of tariffs and weather. Soybeans are Missouri's top cash crop, and roughly one-third of all soybeans grown in southeast Missouri go to China. Now that trade talks have broken down between the U.S. and China, Missouri Soybean Association Board of Directors member Peter Roast Jr. told the Southeast Missourian that farmers are worried about their future. The recent rain and flooding that has left fields soaking wet adds to their concern. Roast and his father farm about 2,700 acres of soybeans in New Madrid County. He says there's little he and other soybean farmers can do but watch the news, weather, and markets. The opening of a Columbia Agriculture Park project is delayed for the third time this year because of weather. The anticipated opening is now early June, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. The park will still offer Tuesday and Thursday market hours in the new location at Clary Shy Community Park. Those hours will begin this coming Tuesday and Thursday and continue through October. The project is called Friends of the Farm, and it is a four-way collaboration of Columbia Parks and Recreation, the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, Columbia Farmers Market, and Sustainable Farms and Communities. Their goal for the project is to increase access to fresh, locally grown food, support farmers, and strengthen the community's connection to agriculture. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.